oftentimes people receive or sense intuitive guidance. The challenge isn't that they're hearing intuition or receiving it. The challenge is knowing which inner voice to trust once the mind begins analyzing what appears. There are usually three layers involved when we access intuition. The first layer involves receiving the information. This comes through the senses. Perhaps it's a thought, a word, or a sensation in the body. Some people experience it as hearing, and some people simply have a direct knowing. What happens next is that as soon as we receive this information, the mind often jumps in almost immediately and begins to interpret. And what follows after that is the emotional response to both the information we received and the mind's interpretation of it. When you bring those last two layers together, the mind and the emotional response, they can begin to complicate the information that originally came through. Discernment develops through learning to notice the difference between these experiences. This practice can also be helpful when reflecting on information you've received in a reading. You might simply hold that information gently in your mind and notice the thoughts or reactions that arise as you sit with it. So I'm going to guide you through a brief exercise so you can experience this process as it naturally unfolds. Before we begin, I invite you to bring your attention to your physical body. Sit comfortably and notice the breath as it moves in and out. You might notice your shoulders and your jaw, allowing the shoulders to drop and the jaw to soften slightly. Just becoming physically present and aware. And as you settle into this awareness, bring to mind something you're curious about. A simple question that is alive for you right now. It doesn't need to be a big decision or a big question, just something you're curious about. Some examples might be, what would support me this week? Or what deserves my attention right now? And if you are someone who tends to overthink, this is a practice where we're not trying to reach the right answer. We're simply noticing what appears and how the mind responds. So now ask your question silently to yourself and notice the information that comes through immediately. This is the first response. Notice the very first piece of information that appears before your mind has time to analyze it. This may be a word, an image, a quiet knowing, or a simple sense of yes or no. Keep in mind that the information that appears may feel very simple. It's probably not going to be dramatic or mystical. As the information appears, notice what happens in your body. Sometimes there's a small sense of ease or softening of the breath. Sometimes the body becomes slightly tense as the mind begins analyzing, trying to determine the right answer. Now we move into the third layer, the emotional response. Notice any emotional responses that appear. You may feel excitement, hesitation, anxiety, or even urgency. All of these responses are natural, but they are different from the information itself. Now gently return your attention back to the information that first appeared in response to your question. Notice whether it still feels present, even after the thoughts and reactions that followed. Often, the information itself remains very simple and unchanged. In this practice, you may have noticed the three different experiences: the information that first appeared, the thoughts that interpreted it, and the emotional response that followed. Often, the information itself is simple. The complexity usually comes from the thinking that follows. Sometimes the most supportive thing we can do is allow the information itself to remain simple while we notice how our own responses unfold around it. Discernment develops through learning to recognize these differences. And like any skill, it develops through practice. Over time, the more familiar you become with these differences, the easier it becomes to recognize clean information when it appears. Discernment develops through repeated noticing. Thank you for taking a few minutes out of your day to practice.